For Raquel Denis, the monsoon season gives her a sense of place.
My experience with monsoons have always been such a marker of place for me in Phoenix. When I first moved here when I was 4, I will never forget the first like big monsoon we had. I was like terrified.
But more than the fear, she remembers the waiting, waiting for school to end, waiting for the storms to come.
I have so many memories. Like, some of my favorite summer memories are during monsoons, when I was outside playing and a monsoon hit, and just feeling so, oh, it's going to sound like extremely corny, feeling very alive.
Yeah.
Feeling very, very alive as a kid.
The season grew with her, and her connection with the rain grew too.
When they would hit, especially like in high school, I don't know, I would sort of stop everything I was doing and just sit and watch the rain, or go outside and like let it just drench me. And then in my like early mid-20s, I started to have like these personal life experiences like sync up with the monsoons. It was so weird.
Today, she feels a deep connection to Arizona's monsoon season, and that's one of the reasons we turn to her for the next edition of our annual monsoon series.
It's been interesting now, because the last monsoon I really remember being huge was in 2014, and so that's been kind of weird and sad, and I've noticed that we don't have as many monsoons, and it actually really makes me sad. It really saddens me, because it's such a seasonal marker of relief. I just remember it being an event, and it's not as much of an event now, and it makes me sad.
Denis is a poet and a songwriter and one of our Tiny Desert Concert alum. And for this year's Monsoon series, we asked her to write us a song. It's called Monsoon Song.
The rain will come to put us in our place, the dust from which we came. The rain has come. We don't stand a chance. We're running from the land.
Okay, so in this, you talk about the monsoons, the rain, the storms as sort of a giving thing, like a living being, it feels like. The rain knows the need, you say, but also this sort of violent thing, like you say, we don't stand a chance. Is there a dichotomy there you're trying to get at?
Yeah, I think part of living here in the desert is like we are really at the mercy of this land, and we forget that all the time with AC and cars. And I do think of it as a living being, and it's a very giving thing, I think, to live in the desert, because we see how the desert is so resilient and it just continues to give even though it really shouldn't, you know? Like, mm-hmm. We shouldn't be surviving here. And so when I think about monsoons being a part of that, it's this really strange kind of paradox of the land. It gets to a point where it needs that rain. And it's funny because the rain doesn't just bring like this wet, nice, pleasant storm. It brings like a full-on like mm-hmm. sort of this violent thing. And I think that's really interesting that our land is sort of has these rhythms and these cycles that, you know, it's like, why is it so violent? You know, why is it so such an event? And what is that relationship between how intense the desert can be and how almost merciless it can be sometimes. We really rely on its mercy and the big kind of brash of it, you know. Mm. I think it brings a sense of humility to me to live here. Without our love, I miss the falling sun. The rain, it knows exactly what we need. A storm, a dust of all.
The rain, it knows exactly what we need, a storm, a dust of all the things. And that's kind of this note that you end on, a storm of everything. What do you mean by that? Like, are you trying to say that, like, sometimes we need something that's bigger than us to come in and shake everything up?
Yeah. But I think it really was starting to speak to me as, like, an allegory of sometimes of all the things that we need, you know, when we're really thirsty or dry as people. I guess I'm thinking more on, like, a, you know, an emotional or spiritual level. Sometimes we need something to shake us up and we don't realize that that's what we need. And sometimes of all the things, that's really what it is. That's what we need, is to sort of, like, embrace that and surrender to the storm and let it do its work and let it kind of nourish us, even though it can be so disruptive. And I think about that both just, like, on a personal, emotional, spiritual level, but then also, like, what we're seeing happen in our life right now as a nation with uprisings and with this election. And a lot is being shook up, a lot is being disrupted. And I think that's a good thing if we can sort of see it as an opportunity for nourishment and growth. It runs the mud. Red, red blood. The clay, the life, oh my God. The clay, the life, oh my God.
That is Raquel Denis, songwriter and poet, who wrote a song for us for our annual monsoon series called Monsoon Song. Raquel, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me about this and for doing it.
Thank you so much. I am just so thrilled and honored to have an opportunity to create about this place that I love so much in this season, a monsoon season that I love so much. So thank you. A storm, a dust of all.
And you can hear the rest of this year's Monsoon series on our website. That is monsoon.kjzz.org. And tune in next week to hear the final installment of the series this year when we talk to Native American fashion designer Lauren Ekinoff about his monsoon-inspired design.